The word chakra, it's at the Sanskrit meaning a spinning wheel. So we have to think that it's like spinning plates, right? If one of them falls off, the rest of them fall off. So we want them all to be spinning in unison. And that's when we're able to vibrate at our highest frequency.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is great to have you with me. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I am going to have an amazing 2021. I actually had a pretty good 2020, to be honest. If you want to hear more about my experience of 2020 and two questions that I ask myself every year that I believe will help you get the most out of 2020, even though it's already gone, listen to episode 168. It is the previous episode, and I think you'll love checking it out. Of course, you can listen to all of our episodes at insporising.com/podcast, or you can find them on your favorite podcast app just by searching Inspiration Rising. And one of the things that I'm passionate about is always learning, being a lifelong learner. And I know that being a learner will empower me to make 2021 an incredible year. So one of the things that I've been hearing about and wanting to learn more about are chakras. Now, in Sanskrit, the word chakra means disc or wheel, and it refers to the energy centers in our bodies. And these discs of supposedly spinning energy each correspond to a certain nerve systems and major organs. And what people say is that to function at your best or at their best, your chakras need to be unblocked and open. Because if they get blocked, you'll start to experience some sort of physical or emotional symptoms related to that particular chakra. All right. So there are multiple chakras. Okay, that's all I know. That's all I know about chakras. And that's why I'm excited, super excited to have Amber Lee Lyons on the show with me today. She's the founder and CEO of the Chakra Girl Co., a platform for the modern spiritual woman who loves the finer things in life and can balance glamour with groundedness because the universe wants us all to be abundant. She is your go-to chakra expert and mine, who supports you in activating your chakras to align with your most luxurious, highest self. Okay, let me just interpret all of that fancy text writing to you. She's super spiritual and also super bougie. Yes, She's awesome. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Amber Lee Lyons. Amber Lee, thanks for taking some time to hang with me today. I appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having me. Excited to talk chakras.
We're talking chakras today. I want to be shocked by the information that you share with me.
We'll knock your chakras off.
That is not the first time you've said that. I know that's not the truth. Okay. Before we jump into chakras, though, I want to hear a little bit about your journey into spirituality. Is this something that you grew up with, or was it something more new to you?
Yeah, definitely more new. I mean, there were little hints when I was younger. I was really obsessed with witchcraft and Joan of Arc and that kind of thing. Astrology. I like made my mom buy me an astrology book, but it wasn't something that I got into until like my early 20s. I was just partying a lot and just like a hot mess. And I just really realized I needed to get my life together. And I actually started going to yoga. I always say yoga is like a gateway drug because it forces you to like be quiet. It forces you to connect with your body in a way that just doesn't, you know, naturally happen. So I was doing that. And then I started meditating, and I went to a meditation class, and I realized that I was the only person in the class who could not sit still. And I was constantly like swallowing and like clearing my throat. And I was like, what is that? And I asked the teacher after, and she's like, oh, you probably have a blocked throat chakra. And I was like, oh yeah. Like pretended I knew what she was talking about.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, exactly. So I went home and just did like a deep dive research, and I was reading about crystals, and I bought a throat chakra crystal, and I started doing a throat chakra meditation that I found on YouTube. And 2 weeks later, that block was totally gone. And the interesting thing about the throat chakra is that it opens up your purpose, your desire to share, your desire to serve, your desire to live your potential. So then I was like, this is what I'm meant to be doing. And I just slowly started going through each different chakra and clearing different things in my life. And it was just, I was just shocked how quickly it worked. And I was like, why don't people know about this? So I knew I had to spread the word.
Wow. Now, as you started talking about this with friends or family members or whoever, did they think you were nuts, or what was their reaction?
Yeah. I mean, they definitely thought I was nuts. Some of my friends were like, okay, like I'll try this out. Like pretty crystals, I'm into it, but no one really got into it. So once I started making this a business and I brought it online, I started connecting with other people that were into it. But yeah, my family definitely thought I was nuts for the first probably like year and a half.
What was it at the year and a half point that was kind of like a breakthrough for them?
I think when I was making a lot of money. And they looked at just like, it was, I guess, they saw the progression from like where I was and how, you know, that I guess year, probably a little bit, probably more like a year. They were like, wow, like you were working at this job that you hated. You were miserable. You were partying all the time. You were dating all the wrong guys. And now you're happy. You're lighter. You're, you know, you've got your own business and you were able to quit your job and you've got all this stuff going for you. And they were kind of like, I want what you're on. Like, tell me how to do this.
Yeah. So, yeah. How many years ago was that?
So that was almost five years in January.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So how did you come to choose the name Chakra Girl Co? Was chakras became like your thing? Like that was what you were focused on, as opposed to some people choose, you know, kind of, I know you integrate all types of different modalities and things, but chakras was your thing from the beginning, I guess.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I actually changed my name like 3 times.
Oh, let me hear them all. Come on.
So I actually started as a jewelry business. So I started a crystal and gemstone jewelry business to heal your chakras. I should have called that chakra something, but I called it Humble Brand Co. I think that like humble was kind of like, I don't know, just kind of like, I don't know what the word is for it. Kind of like a joke about how, cause like the brand was really about luxury and about.
Sure. Ironic. It's an ironic title.
So it was, so I called it Humble, and then I changed it to Humble Lifestyle. And then finally, and then it was the Chakra Girl Co. But then I was like, well, it's not about me. We're all chakra girls. And then I changed it to Chakra Girl. So I always tell people that are starting a business, like if you're hung up on the name and you're like not starting because you don't know the name, just start it because you might change it later. And that's
totally fine. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now the question is, can I be a chakra girl? Like, or is it only limited to, I don't want to be pushy here, but.
No. So my branding is really geared towards women because that's who I understand. But we do have men that purchase our chakra trainings, but our like more community focused groups, like our Chakra Girl Business School and stuff like that, we do typically just have women in. I don't know. We talk about girl stuff.
I know. Tell me about your husband though. Like when he met you, was he into this kind of stuff? Is he into it now? Or does he think it's kind of crazy?
You know, he's not that into it. He believes in it. He believes he's seen the shifts that it's made in my life. But I used to try and like force him to meditate. And I realized that that does not work. He would just get angry. So he has his own things. Like he works out and, he doesn't necessarily put crystals on his body while he's sleeping like I do.
And I'd also noticed maybe I didn't scroll back far enough, but in your Instagram, you don't give him any love. Like there's no pictures of him.
You want to know why?
I don't even know if he exists. I think he might be lying. Or maybe he's like this 60-year-old like fat guy.
He is like so picky with photos. Like I'll take a photo of us and he'll be like, ew, no, not that one. He's worse than me. And that's the real reason. He's so shy. He's like a behind the scenes kind of guy. And I'm like an in your face kind of gal. That's why we balance each other out.
So he's always a little self-conscious of his comb over.
That could be it. His Instagram has like two pictures on it. And one of them is of fried pickles.
Oh, I love fried pickles, but I gave those up last year. Okay. So let's talk about chakras. For people who don't know what chakras are, where does that come from? What's the history of it? And what are they all about?
Yeah. So it comes from like the Indian Hindu culture, and it's like, they're so energy centric. And so our chakras are just our seven core energy centers in our body. They actually extend above our head and below our feet. I mostly teach the core seven, which are in our body, and they control everything from your emotions to the physical manifestations in your world to your physical health. And they are, I say they're transmitters and they're receptors. So they're constantly emitting a frequency and then receiving a frequency back. So the frequency at which we're vibrating is going to be a direct match for what we're receiving in our lives. And everything is energy. So, you know, when they talk about positive thinking, it's really because our thoughts become our emotions, which become our frequency.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Seven energy centers in our body.
Yes. And the word chakra, it's at the Sanskrit meaning is spinning wheel. So we have to think that it's like spinning plates, right? If one of them falls off, the rest of them fall off. So we want them all to be spinning in unison. Mm-hmm. And that's when we're able to vibrate at our highest frequency.
Okay. When you say vibrate at your highest frequency, mm-hmm. you know, a little mumbo jumbo here action, you know, Amberlee, like, what does this mean? What does this actually mean if I'm trying to vibrate at my highest frequency?
Yeah. So like every thought, let me put it this way. Everything that we want in our life vibrates at a certain frequency. It's physical matter that's like vibrating. And we have that same vibration. Like we're literally constantly like letting off a frequency. It's like coming out of our body. Mm-hmm. So our mood, our thoughts is what controls that frequency. So in order to have that high frequency, we need to shift our thoughts, we need to have a clear physical body, and we need to be taking actions that are aligned with that high frequency. So it's really like mind, body, soul, energy, like a full connection.
And then you're saying I'm transmitting that energy. Mm-hmm. And am I hearing that I will then attract the same type of energy because of what I'm transmitting, I'm also receiving?
Exactly.
It's like the energy is going both ways.
Exactly.
And so whatever I'm putting out there is what I'll receive in return.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of chakra, like what's my energy right now? Like if you could, do you see people? Do you see like that on people?
So you don't see, it's not like an aura where you like see the colors.
You feel it.
The type of psychic you are. I'm claircognizant, which is I just know. I know that your solar plexus is really good, which means, so your solar plexus is right below your rib cage.
I don't even know where those are.
It's your spark, your firecracker, like your true essence. So things like confidence, things like energy management, you know, if people have a low energy in their solar plexus, they're kind of like a wet blanket. They're overwhelmed. They're complaining about not having time. I feel like your solar plexus is really good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I know you mentioned that there's seven. Mm-hmm. Would you mind walking us through those real quick?
So our first chakra is the root chakra. It's at the base of our spine. It actually runs down our legs as well. And it's our personal power and it's our feeling of being grounded and our ability to move forward. So I always say root down to rise up. It's also where our fight or flight lives. So if we have any survival fears or we have any money fears, then it's typically a blocked root chakra or a stagnant root chakra. Our sacral chakra is right below the belly button, and that is where our creativity lives. It's where our sexual energy lives. It's where our emotions live. So you can imagine if that's imbalanced, where we are compulsive, we are irrational with our emotions, and we just feel disconnected from our essence. The solar plexus, like I mentioned, is that confidence, that motivation, that spark. So if that's blocked, we're going to be a wet blanket. We're going to be overwhelmed. We're going to be complaining all the time. Heart chakra is, it is about love. So having, you know, balanced love, we know that we are loved. We are receiving the right kind of love. We're giving the right kind of love, but it's also just about balance in general. So the heart chakra has both feminine and masculine energy in it. It's the balance between giving and receiving. It's the balance between everything. Like, it's just balance. So sometimes, we'll think, oh no, my heart chakra is good because I'm in an amazing relationship. But if you're in this kind of all or nothing energy in your life, then that actually indicates a heart chakra imbalance as well. And then throat chakra is communication. It's really the desire to speak our truth and the ability to talk about our emotions. It's like the neck is literally the connection between the mind and the body. So being connected to your body, being connected to your thoughts. And when that's blocked, and that is super common for women to have a blocked throat chakra because we've been told to be quiet and not have an opinion. So, and we've literally been like hung by our necks. So that trauma gets passed down. So throat chakra, and then third eye chakra is our intuition, our clarity of mind. And our crown chakra is our connection to source energy. So whenever we're in that flow state, that's when, you know, the third eye and the crown are connected. And typically the third eye and the crown are very naturally open, but it's the lower chakras that block them up. Because if we're not connected to our bodies, or if we're in fight or flight, we're not going to be connected to source. We're not going to be connected to our own intuition. Yes.
So how much of this is metaphor, like, oh, that was a nice metaphor, what you just shared, versus no, there's actual energy happening in these zones that is impacting my thoughts, my emotions, and my body?
Yeah. I mean, I always say our bodies are best textbook. So I always encourage people to think of any physical pain that they have in their body. And if you look at the emotions that correspond with that chakra, it's like the proof is there. So it's like I said, it's not just about those kind of emotional, you know, symptoms. There's the physical as well. And so our bodies are textbook. And as we realize, as we start to do that work, it's like, we just start to make the connections. And then as we do that, we become so much more in tune with our body, we become so much more in tune with our thoughts. And our intuition grows stronger. And then it becomes less about like memorizing the different chakras. And it becomes more of like an intuitive guided experience.
So you talked about that chakras become blocked. And how do they, that blocked from giving and receiving, I guess, of the energy? Is that what that means?
Yeah. So it's like, so when I say blocked, it's, they're never like completely like turned off. It's just like a lower frequency is going on in that chakra. So for example, root chakra, if you've got a lower frequency energy going on in there, then you're going to have money issues. And those blocks can happen from a variety of ways. It can be passed down from your parents. It can be just something, some trauma that happened at a young age. It could be that you had a back injury and then that it hasn't been healed. So it's now causing this issue. So, there's a variety of ways that the blocks can happen. And then when there's something blocked, then another one's going to have too much energy and it just kind of throws everything off.
Okay. So how do you unblock your chakras? How does that work?
So there's like a mind, body, soul, an energy element to each of these. And it's all a ritual. Like, do you do like morning rituals?
I drink a lot of water.
Okay.
And, I look at my email.
Okay. Perfect. And, so then, okay.
So I go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom too.
Okay, great. That is good for the physical body. So with any shift that we want to make in our life, we need to tackle it at all levels. So mind, body, soul, and energy. Mm-hmm. So for the mind, mindset work, I'm sure you do lots of mm-hmm. mindset work. Mm-hmm. So things like mantra, things like reading specific books, journaling, all of that stuff is really good. And just for journaling, you want to focus on the energy that you want. So say you're having money issues, you would write down 3 reasons I'm feeling abundant today. And it could be, mm-hmm. I got an extra shot in my Starbucks today and that made me feel abundant, or my mm-hmm. drawers are organized and that makes me feel abundant. So focusing on the energy that you want. So that's for the mind. And then for the body, literally just like stretching, exercising. Mm-hmm. There's different foods for different chakras that correlate with the different colors of the different chakras, because colors have energy, colors have a frequency. And if you eat the colors that match the vibration of that chakra, then it will change. Yeah, it will actually change the frequency. And that's how crystals work too. Like the crystals have a certain vibration that's coming off of them, and you place it like on the chakra and they will match up. They'll sync up with each other.
Mm.
So that's the body.
So you said, you mentioned that you sleep with crystals on you.
Yes.
You like, you have little pockets that you put them in, or do you, I'd roll over and feel like, ow, just
I know
laying on my amethyst.
Wouldn't be. Yeah, that does happen. But no, I don't move around a whole lot, but there are some clothes that you can get that have little crystal pouches in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So where do you put your crystals then at night?
Oh, I put them on my heart. I usually put like a rose quartz on my heart. Sometimes it just depends what I'm working on that day. Sometimes I'll put like a throat chakra one on my throat. Sometimes I'll put one on my stomach. Sometimes I'll just like hold one in my hand. Yeah. Often they'll fall off at some point, but they're not.
And then it's just in the bed and you're good. And it's
exactly.
No, yeah. That actually kind of works good. Like if there's ever an intruder in your house, you just like throw rocks at them too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Multi-purpose.
Yeah. That's fascinating. Do a lot of other people sleep with crystals like that?
Yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
There's even like certain crystals that you can sleep with, like either under your pillow or kind of like at your head. And they will help you have better dreams or help you remember your dreams.
I sleep with my phone in my pillow, under my pillow. It's because I go to sleep listening to a podcast. And then I thought, I don't know if that's good for my brain. Like maybe that's emitting stuff.
That is not good for the frequency. So there is a crystal. It actually looks like little black, kind of like lava rocks.
Okay.
And it's called Elite Shungite. And it actually absorbs frequency. So they say to put it in your bathtub and it'll take out the frequency from all the negative frequencies from your phone, from your body.
Ah, how about if I take a shower, if I don't take a bath?
It's got to be a bath.
Maybe I could sleep with it. I don't know. I'm going to get some of those though. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like amethyst. I have a little amethyst back there. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's my birthstone. I just think I like it.
Oh, so are you an Aquarius then?
February? Am I? I don't know.
When's your birthday?
February 25th.
Oh no, you're
Pisces.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The first half is Aquarius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Well, I'm an Aquarius, so.
Okay, so we've gotten body, mind.
Yeah, mind, body. Soul meditation. There's different chakra meditations that you can do. And then energy. Have you done EFT tapping?
I have.
Okay, so that's a really good thing for energy. Crystals, I would consider that an energy thing. Anyone that does Reiki or any kind of energy clearing or sage or Palo Santo, anything like that is a good little energy clearing too. So if you could do like 2 minutes of each of those things a day and like in 10 minutes, you can have a really good morning ritual that targets that specific chakra shift that you want to see.
Interesting. And so, you know, my scientific mind goes, how am I going to measure this? Like, is there a chakra meter that can kind of go, whoa, 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 you got your chakras off the hook. You know, there's no chakra meter. It's just feeling inside.
There are people that sell chakra meters. I don't know how.
What?
Someone keeps trying to get me to buy one. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But I would just measure it with your own life. Like if you want to be really like scientific about it, you could like really write it down in like a scientific
right
experiment format and just write a list of, well, even just write a list of the results that you want in your life.
Yes.
And what chakra you think is blocking them. And then if yes. you target each of those chakras with the ritual, like target one of them for 2 weeks with a ritual, I promise you, like you'll see just the craziest shifts.
Wow. Wow. And you teach people in courses how to do this.
Yeah, I believe in empowering people to do it on their own. Like, yeah, you could go get Reiki done or you could see an energy healer. But, you know, on those dark days when they're not around, you want to be able to do this work on your own. So, yeah, I teach people just how to create their own rituals and how to just start learning about the chakras. And then also just having that intuitive connection to both your body and your emotions so that you can understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed that you're, you know, in my language, I would call you really fancy. Like you're a fancy person, right?
I'm fancy, yeah.
You are very fancy person, right?
Yes.
You're beautiful. You got the nails. You got the, you know, like you got the whole thing going on, which is very different than kind of more of the hippie chakra vibe.
Yes.
Okay. So is this like, are you leading the charge on, hey, you don't have to be, you know, a hippie sucking on a stick, you know, to have your chakras cleared. Like you can you can get your chakras cleared, carrying your crystals in your Gucci bag. Like
Exactly. That's what I always say. So yeah, I mean, I think I was one of the first people to do this, but a lot of people are doing it now, but yeah, it's, the reason that I really decided to make that at the forefront of my brand is because A, I'm not going to pretend to be someone else. And B, like I did feel very shamed and discriminated against from the hippies. and I still do. Like I'm sorry, I don't mean to call them hippies, but there are, I call them angry spiritual people. There's some like angry spiritual people who really just haven't done the work. It's like they live their lives and talk about doing the work, but they haven't really done all of it themselves. Like if anyone's getting mad at someone for having money or what they're wearing or whatever and saying that's not spiritual, the most unspiritual thing you can do is judge people. So That's where Humble Brand Co., that's where that name came from, was because it was about showing off who you really are and being okay with that and, you know, not having to fit into this box of what spirituality has to look like.
Yeah. Wow. 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 You don't seem like real non-humble, like meaning like you seem pretty accessible. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe you're faking it out for me.
No, that was always a part of it too. It's like, I don't ever want to take myself too seriously because that's something else that I think is a misconception of what spirituality has to be, is that you have to take yourself so seriously and that you can't drink wine and that you can't swear and that, you know, that there's all these rules. And I think some people maybe on their journey, maybe one day I won't want to drink wine. Maybe one day I will think designer bags are evil, but that's not where I'm at. And I want everyone to start somewhere. Like I'd rather everyone be, you know, doing rituals and bettering their lives rather than deciding that they can't, you know, play the spiritual game because they want to shave their armpits and they don't want to wear Birkenstocks. So I just think I'd rather be accessible so that people can do it even just a little bit rather than being afraid of it.
Sure. So what you're saying is you don't wear Birkenstocks.
Right.
And
they are on trend right now for some reason, but
they're very on trend. Yeah. And Crocs came back too. I don't know what that's all about. That's not good. That's not good. Yeah. Yeah. I think the Biebers, you know, bringing back the Crocs and all these other guys. Do you do Reiki yourself? Like meaning you're a Reiki healer?
Yeah, I do. I mostly just do it on myself and my dog. I do distance Reiki sometimes. I've kind of gotten away from working with people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I just prefer more like a group situation, but yeah, I do teach. I'm an Aquarius, so I'm very anti rules. And I believe that everyone can use like energy healing on themselves. I don't think you have to be certified in order to be able to do that. Like I know like there's certain things that there's certain different energy healing that I just kind of do on my own that I wasn't certified for. So I just don't believe in the rules and the certifications and the different levels and all that kind of stuff. So everyone can do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
But your husband, I heard you do Reiki healing on you and your dog, Samson, but not on your husband.
No, he doesn't want to.
What if you, like when he's asleep, you just kind of are hovering your hands over him like...
I've done I've done Reiki on him before, and he says he could feel it, but I don't know. I don't bother him with that.
It's like stealth Reiki.
Exactly. Like
when he's not even realizing it, you're shooting vibes at him.
Exactly. An energy blast.
I love it. Okay. So if people want to find out if like what chakra is blocked in their life, you've got a quiz for them. Tell me real quick about this quiz and where they can access it. Yeah.
So it's at quiz.chakragirlco.com. And it's just a few fun questions with lots of pop culture references that will ask you questions. It's about how you're feeling right now, what's going on in your life, and it will diagnose you with a chakra block. And then on the results page, there'll be some tips on how you can clear it and a bit of like a profile on what's probably going on for you. And yeah, it's just a fun little quiz.
And tell us about your podcast, Chakra Girl Radio.
Oh, yeah. Love the podcast. So we interview people to learn about their rituals. So we interview gurus, experts, celebrities, influencers, people from reality TV shows. And we just talk about what has led to their success. You know, any mantras or meditations or different tools that they use, because we know that success is so much more than just the strategy. So we kind of want to get behind the scenes on, you know, what are these people doing in their everyday life? Or what did these people do in their darkest times when they felt like, you know, they weren't going to make it? How did they get to the other side?
Love it. All right. ChakraGirlCo.com. All the links to your social media will be in the show notes. So people can swipe up on their phone now if you want and click the links. Amber Lee, you are fun. Yeah, you're very fun. Yeah, I thought you'd drop a bunch of F-bombs today, too. I'm kind of disappointed. You have a potty mouth. I thought you'd just rock it.
I do have a potty mouth. Oh, I should have had a glass of wine first. Next time.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.